Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 48 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at DefMango on Twitter. With me, of course, as always, is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasudev, the number one, on Twitter. And then we have Jared Kimber, who you guys can find literally everywhere. If you're new to Crick Picks, what we do in this show is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five for that category. And sometimes we combine to create a team. Or draft a team together. And that's what we'll be doing today as well, because the task is to draft an all-time Border Gavaskar Trophy team. And of course, there will be a 12th man as well. And just to specify the rules, there aren't many, right? Only rule is that a player from India has to have played Australian Test cricket and vice versa. And yeah, a snake-style draft.
I hope you've got a list of that, because I didn't check that at all.
Well, there are going to be very, very few players from
Australia.
I hope, yeah.
Victor Trumper, unfortunately for him, doesn't make it.
Very, very unfortunate for Victor Trumper. But anyway, it's going to be a snake-style draft competition, as always. So the pick order goes 1-2-3, 3-2-1. And I have landed first pick for this one. Couple of ways I could go over here. Lots of interesting names, some legends in there. But I kind of want to win this. So I'm going to go for Sachin Ramesh Tendulkar as my number one pick.
Of course,
Sachin is the highest ever run scorer in Test cricket. And he averaged 53.78 across 200 Test matches. Now, 39 of those 200 Tests came against Australia, where he averaged 55. So more than his overall average. And even in 20 Test matches in Australia, you know, down under, he was averaging 53 plus. Loved playing the Aussies, had a special, I don't want to call it hatred, but he absolutely used to demolish Shane Keith Warne, and he had that flex. So yeah, I mean, it's a safe pick, although there were some guys with some insane numbers, and I'm sure they'll come up, but I went with Sachin for pick number one.
So you went with, you have to be in form against India or against Australia.
Yes, so that, I went with that rationale.
But that's not mentioned in any of your rules.
It's not.
Am I wrong, Estelle? Do you remember this being mentioned before?
No, but I think I thought like him as well. So.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right. It's an easy, safe first pick,
it's
and
like
I wasn't
the Champions
happy with
Trophy
my
all over again.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. It is like the Champions Trophy all over again. There's nothing wrong with the pick. I'm not having a go at the pick. I'm more just trying to work out where you two are going, because that allows me to pick really good players separate to you two that you may not pick because they don't have good records against either team.
I mean, you're allowed to do that. Any rationale is good. This is why
I'm allowed to do that.
I kept it open-ended just so that we could have this fun, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, no, still.
Okay, so that I think would have been my first pick as well, Sachin. But I will go, of course, with an Australian as my first one. Glenn McGrath.
Is it Michael Clarke?
No, it's not. It's not.
Is it Brett Lee?
It's not my first pick, but Glenn McGrath will be my number one. Mm. I think, again, it's very difficult to look past someone like him as a quick bowler overall, but also he's done well against India, right? Just looking at his numbers, 51 wickets in 11 tests, average of 18 and strike rate of 50, and 2-5 wicket haul. So I think if you look at the fast bowlers, there are some obvious names. I would say he's at the top of the pile there.
It's interesting, right? Because even in India, he's played 8 test matches and taken 33 wickets over here. He's averaging 21.3. And his average versus India and in India is better than his overall average. And his overall average is like 21.5 or something. So he clearly was at his best when he used to face India.
Yeah, I mean, he bowled brilliantly in Asia, didn't he? And Australian seam bowlers had never really worked that out before McGrath. Lily never played there that much, but even a lot of the other, quality seamers that went over weren't particularly thought of as good in those conditions. And he was the one that really changed everything, I think, from that perspective. And there was a whole series where they just left him outside off stump, which really changed his career because he started bowling differently after that as well.
Yeah. So we've got the Little Master and Pidge as our first two picks. And now Jared has two consecutive ones. Here we go.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just going to go Don Bradman. As my first pick. A little bit shocked that everyone was just leaving him on the board. I don't really understand the thought process there. He's quite a good cricketer. I don't know if you two have heard of him, but and then I'll just go Sunil Gavaskar, because again, you two being stuck in the 90s has just allowed me to take two incredible cricketers for fun there. No, I yeah. look, I don't, I think that's probably the correct top four. You know, there's a couple of other players maybe you could fit in. But yeah, Don Bradman. I remember someone telling me at one stage, it was like, Don Bradman wasn't tested because he didn't bat in India. And I was like, if Don Bradman went up against the teams that India had in India at that time, Don Bradman would have still averaged the same. It's very different if he had to go up against, you know, Bumrah and Ashwin and Jadeja and all these sorts. But in those days, he would have probably made more runs. And he tormented India, of course, as well in those days. Mm. And Sunil Gavaskar, you know, probably in the top, you know, handful of openers of all time, and certainly made a lot of runs against Australia. He averaged 50 against Australia, I think.
Yeah, so he played 20 test matches versus Australia, averaged 51.66, and even in 11 test matches down under, he was averaging 51 plus. Eight of his 34 tons came versus Australia, so he was definitely high up there in the order for me as well.
I think he might have made, I could be wrong, actually, I need to go back through the list, but I think he might have made some of those runs against the World Series cricket team. Mm. And I don't know if that changed. I can't remember if he made so many runs that changes his record. But no, certainly I had no issue with him there. So thank you for allowing me Don Bradman. And I'll pick up Sonny on the way back.
I was interested in Don Bradman, but then I was like, you know, I don't know. He only played like, what, five tests versus India. But what, his average was 175, I think.
Was it?
He only averaged 175 against India. It wasn't 175, by the way. That's disrespectful. It was 178.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, he. Do you know what? He really, like, we talk about 99.94. He really averaged around the 80s against England, who was the best team. Hmm. It's against India and the West Indies and South Africa where he averages about, I think he averages about 120 combined or something ridiculous against those three. So, you know, it was almost a failure against England.
Yeah, just averaging 80, right? Who wants that? Anyway, still, your second pick is?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Bradman one means that you're probably not going to have like a Ricky Ponting in this side, right? Because Bradman's...
Sure. Well, you could... Three. There's other batting spots.
Still. There is. And there is also an Australian batter who loves playing against India.
Okay. Okay. My next pick. Okay, so Jared Swan's one. The Bradman has thrown me a bit. Sunny Gavaskar was in my team as well. Let me see.
You didn't have Bradman.
No, I didn't because I picked people who done well in the between it. Yeah, between the two.
Did she worked at 99.94, didn't she, Jared?
I did.
And apparently that number meant nothing to her. Yeah.
Very blasphemous by Estelle not even having Bradman on her long list.
Look, because like I think it wasn't an official rule, but I guess in my head it was that whoever has performed well against India.
What have we learned? Whatever. If you put in your own artificial rules here, the other people will exploit them and beat you.
All right. Okay. I think she's just buying herself time.
She is definitely.
I am. Okay. So I will go with another one that I think is simple enough because he is overall a great and he's been good against the opposition as well. I go with Bumrah as my number two pick. So the two quick bowlers. Because I don't want to make a controversial pick so early. Bumrah is an easy one. He's got a good record. He hasn't played that much against Australia yet, but of course he's done well in the few games he has. And I mean, we can all accept that he's one of the best we've seen, right? So
absolutely. No, I mean,
I had him on my list. I mean, the only issue you have with him is that he hasn't played all that much cricket in general, let alone, you know, between these two. But I don't think that's a huge issue here. I think we know how good he is now. I still want him to get 200, 250 wickets just because I want him to get that many wickets. But I think he's okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, otherwise, he has played like seven tests, right? Seven tests versus Australia is a fair enough sample size. He's got 32 wickets at 21 apiece. So, I mean, he's a solid pick. This is the first time he's not first pick, by the way.
Not first pick. Yeah. Also, like, if he doesn't get the 200, 250, in 20 years, people are going to be like, oh,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So he kind of has to get it from from that side of things. You know, I don't want to be in a situation where people are like, oh, he didn't actually play that much cricket. It's like, well, he did. He was just injured a lot and he was awesome. And shut up. I'm just practicing my analysis before. It's not me, it's you.
Yeah, no, it is me, but tell me the team.
You have to.
NV Play's tools make cricket data accessible to everyone. They assisted me in making this and support many international cricketers. Access their software on their website for valuable insight.
Gavaskar is opening. Bradman at 3, Tendulkar at 4, McGrath at 11, and well, or 10. Yeah, however you want to have them.
Okay, interesting. So I'm going to pick another opener, and it's easy enough. Matty Hayden. I think every single time Hayden has been mentioned on this show, he has been my pick, and I am a sucker for left-handers. He averages 50-plus in 103 test matches, so him and Gavaskar both actually will be averaging 50-plus, which is quite cool. Very rare for an opener. And versus India, he played 18 test matches, averaging 59. So he was better versus India. And even in India, he played 11 test matches and averaged 51. So it was that 2001 series, right, where he really came to the fore. And I mean, yeah, Gavaskar and Hayden opening the batting sounds good enough to me.
Yeah, it's a good mix, isn't it? You know, left hand, right hand. Yeah. You've got attacking and defensive and everything else. So I've got no problem with that. What was Sehwag's record?
I think Sehwag is probably 40. The other one who you can consider, right?
Yeah, he averages about 40, I think, in those games. I think that's fair. Bob Simpson also made a lot of runs against India. I would assume a lot of those were at home, but I can't remember now. Yeah. In fact, it was at home. He played, I just remembered, he came back as a 40-year-old and captained, he hadn't played cricket for 9 or 10 years, and he captained Australia because of World Series cricket. So he makes a bunch of runs against India in that series and then goes over to the West Indies and gets bombed and never plays again because he's like, this is a stupid decision. I don't mind facing Bishan Bedi. Why would I want to face Michael Holding and Wayne Daniels?
Yeah. Anyway, so I have my third pick now. And this is an interesting one because we'll need all-rounders. And I was looking at pace bowling all-rounders and there weren't many, but there was one which was sticking out like a sore thumb. And that's why pick number 3 for me is Kapil Dev. 79 of his 434 wickets came versus Australia across 20 test matches. He had an average of 25-odd versus Australia, which is 4 runs better than his overall bowling average. He also played 11 tests in Australia, taking 51 wickets in them, right? So that was at 24.5. So, you know, really, really good bowling versus Australia. And then with the bat, he was averaging just under 20 in Australia, but his overall average versus Australia is around 26. So I'm thinking maybe we can slot him in at like number 8.
Yeah, I mean, he's good enough to be a frontline bowler, I don't think. And we still have opportunities for other all-rounders if we want them in this side. So
absolutely.
I don't have any problems with Kapil Dev there. I had him in my team as well.
Cool. All right, Estelle.
Okay, my one. Okay, I'm really glad that I've got to pick him. I'll go with Adam Gilchrist as the wicketkeeper for this team.
So this is a pick that is probably the right pick. But if you pick Rishabh Pant, you might have won the competition.
Yeah. So I had both of them. I had both of them on my list. But then since you picked Don Bradman, then I started thinking about, okay, so who is the better overall player, right? You have to, at this point at least, it has to be Adam Gilchrist. So I think that's a straightforward pick as the keeper, maybe not even at number 7 if we have that extra all-rounder in the team.
Exactly. I mean, he doesn't have the best record versus India, but like, who else, right? It was Pant or Gilchrist, and I was also tilting towards Gilchrist.
Okay.
But he's not wrong. Yeah, no. If you picked Pant, you might have won this.
Okay, no one's winning. No one other than you is winning it because you picked Sachin at number 1, right?
True. And I have Kapil Dev as well, so those are two very strong picks, votes-wise. Yeah.
Just pick, just hit Virat as your top man and then just walk into the sunset.
Isn't it crazy how both Smudger and Virat have not been picked yet?
Well, I am going to go with, I'm going to go with Steve Smith as number 5. Oh, he's not a number 5. He could bat at number 5.
Yes.
It's not an issue if he could bat at number 5. And I wonder what I should do with my other spot. Actually, no, I'm just going to go Ravi Jadeja.
Yeah,
that's safe.
With my other spot there. So
that's safe, but it puts us in a fix now because there's no...
Well, I have the privilege of picking 12th man, so it puts you in a fix, Estelle, not me. But yeah, Smith, I just want to read out his record over here. He's got 2,000-plus test runs versus India in 19 games, which is insane, right? He's averaging nearly 66, and he's got a 50-plus average in 10 tests in India as well, 900s versus that opposition. It's insane.
He's very good. He's a very good cricketer. He should keep playing.
And even Jadeja, right? 89 wickets versus Australia. It's crazy. At 19 apiece, he's also gotten like 14 wickets in 4 games in Australia, right? At 22 apiece.
If you look at the 3 current spinners, right? Like Jadeja, Ashwin, and Lyon, you have to pick him at the top, right? His record is insane. That's without without considering the fact that he can offer a lot with the bat as well.
No, definitely.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Also, I like the idea of Gilchrist at six and Kappel at eight with Jadeja in the middle. So Jadeja just blocking while the other two are just wildly slogging everything.
Yeah. Also, Jadeja's only played four tests in Australia, but he's averaging 43.75 with the bat over there, which is like 8.5 runs more than what he averages overall, which is crazy. Okay. So Estelle again? Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just paused because I knew that she wasn't going to give the answer straight away because she doesn't know what to do. There's an obvious answer here.
Don't tell me there's an obvious one. That makes it worse because I know I don't have an obvious answer.
And if we had this player in our team would be ridiculously deep with in one particular way. But I'm sure you'll pick someone else.
Oh, God.
What's the team right now, actually? Can you repeat
The team right now is Sunil Gavaskar, Matt Hayden, Don Bradman, Sachin Tendulkar, Steve Smith, Adam Gilchrist, Ravi Jadeja, Kapil Dev, Jasper Bumrah, Glenn McGrath.
Wow, that's a strong team.
It's not a bad team, is it? We should do this with lots of different 11s. It'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Okay. Pat Cummins.
Yeah.
What?
It does give us deeper batting, though, but who did you have in mind?
It had to be a spinner.
That gives me a great option for my 12th man, actually. But
it had to be a spinner. We've got cool Kapil Dev, Jasper Bumrah, and Glenn McGrath. What's Pat Cummins going to do? Hang out with him?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Pat Cummins.
He wasn't on my team.
He wasn't? But you just said you nodded your head.
I can. It makes sense to me from a bowling perspective if it's like a seamer-friendly track. But what are his numbers versus India? I reckon they'd be good.
Let me see. 13 matches. 13 matches, 50 wickets. Averaging 26. Strike rate 54.
His bowling average isn't as good as Gillespie's or Bishan Bedi's or Ray Linwell's. Oh, McKenzie's?
No,
McKenzie was probably...
Yeah.
McKenzie was probably a better... McKenzie was probably the other guy before McGrath that actually bowled well in Asia as well and was famed for that. He wasn't a particularly great bowler. Anyway, okay.
All right.
I mean, he's not bad. Like, and like, I get that. I just think that it feels like we're missing another spinner for no reason.
Well, I mean, if we look at records versus the opposition, my pick is terrible. But I'm going to use the same Gilchrist loophole over here and just pick a legend because he doesn't have to play. And you can rest him if need be. So yeah, Shane Keith Warne as 12th man.
Okay.
Terrible, terrible record versus India. He was averaging
broken your own rule here.
47, I think.
I think that's why he keeps it open-ended so that he can go back on it.
I mean, look, would it make sense to have this combined team without Warne?
I didn't have him in my 11.
He's not in the 11, Jared.
Yeah. Because I think you're missing another Australian leg spinner.
Oh, is it Jack Iverson? No, he's a carambol bowler.
You two both told me that you spent a lot of time looking at records versus between India and Australia. There's a fairly famous Australian leg spinner who did very well in that series. Richie
Stewart?
Benno.
Oh, okay.
Benno.
Richie Benno. 8 matches, 52 wickets, and an average of 18.
That's crazy.
And you went with Warne, who averages about 42 against India. If we put Benno in at 9, right, we've got Bannington number 9.
We've got a history of messing up the legs.
Pat Cummins can
bet. It's part of Crick Pick's lore.
Oh, Pat Cummins is not Richie Benno. What are we talking about here? No one's picking Pat Cummins ahead of Richie Benno in that position. Warne's not the end of the world. But yeah, I would have gone Richie Benno, but I just assumed one of you would pick him because you two both talked about how you were looking at it. He has the best average of those two in Australia-India test matches ever.
You know what? I completely forgot about him. I didn't even look him up.
So, yeah.
That's because you and I have picked from like 1990 onwards.
Yeah. And if Jared had 12th man pick, he would have gone for Jack Iverson, surely.
I don't know if Jack Iverson played against him, did he?
Oh.
I don't think he did. I think he only plays England. I don't think he played that many test matches. Okay. I still can't believe we didn't slip Richie in there. Ray Linwell averaged 20 against India over 10 test matches as well. Bishan Bedi always did well against Australia. He takes 56 wickets at 25. Gillespie had a better average than Cummins. So he averages 25 with 43 matches. Peter Siddle has a pretty good record against India. He averages 26.
And Ben Hilfenhaus.
Do you know of the players with 35 wickets who has the worst average in these series?
Thanks to NV Play for their in-depth performance analysis in this project. Discover more about their incredible tools and solutions on their website.
Can you give us, is it?
It's your 12th man.
Oh yeah, Shane Warne, of course. Hey, you pick, someone pick Gilly, Estelle pick Gilly. So I mean, those are the rules.
But Gilly made a great 100. Option,
right? There's no other player who's been better.
Hey, Jared, in 2004, Warne did well in India as well. I can throw that at you.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and he got smashed every other time. We don't have VVS, by the way.
Yeah. I had VVS in my team.
Yep.
I kind of thought about him as five, but I didn't have a better player. Yeah, of course. Why would anyone need Bradman?
Also, Virat didn't make it.
Yeah. I didn't have Virat in mind. Because it had to be... You can't pick Tendulkar, Smith and Virat, yes, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so what's his record against Australia altogether, Virat? It's like 47, isn't it? It's because he hasn't made many runs against Australia at home, I think. Yep. He's made all the runs away, so he's probably a little bit unlucky. Pujara's probably a little bit unlucky as well. Mike Hussey, maybe another one. Yeah. But
Pujara was competing with the
Michael
Don.
Clark. So,
Yeah. Michael Clark as well. I mean, the problem is once you have Bradman and Tendulkar and Smith, it's like, it's not like, I think Simpson and Sehwag are both very unlucky again. But there is one, who is the player with 1,000 runs in this series that we haven't picked at an average of 70?
Whoa. Is it a recent player?
No, but it is from, I was going to say it's from Estelle's golden era. It's kind of from just before Estelle's golden era, I would probably.
Is it Cipelli?
No. But after Cipelli, before Brett Lee.
Taylor?
Nope.
What?
Okay, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
David Boone.
David Boone
averages 70 versus India. That's insane.
Yeah, so he averaged 70.82. He made 600s in 11 games. But he bats at three. Or you could have used him as an opener. He did open quite a bit as well, but he's more known as a number three altogether. Vishwanath had an average of 53. Border had an average of 52. Like, there's a lot of batters here. Muralivijay,
it was also good, right? Like, I think he has a better record than Sehwag. I think
Muralivijay's is mostly at home, though, isn't it? I don't remember him making any runs in Australia, unless I've just forgotten. Or I should say, I don't remember him making a lot of runs in Australia. But Muralivijay. Simon Kadic?
Yeah, I remember him scoring
there as well. So there's a few players, but yeah, once you get to the thing of like literally putting in Bradman Tendulkar, it just kind of, and also we moved Gilchrist up to six, so we actually had fewer spot available to us for specialists. I'm just having a look here. Muralivijay did all right in Australia, actually. He made 100 and averaged 44. So his numbers hold up better in Australia than they do in some of the other places. I know he struggled in some of the other places. I suppose Australia doesn't have a lot of sideways seam movement, and that was the thing he didn't really like, is the ball moving around. Let's go through our team.
Okay.
Sunil Gavaskar, Matt Hayden, Don Bradman, Sachin Tendulkar, Steve Smith, Adam Gilchrist, Ravi Jadeja, Kapil Dev, Pat Cummins, Jasprit Bumrah, Glenn McGrath, and Shane Warne. I mean, it's pretty good.
It's one of our better teams, yes. What about individually? Like, can you read out the picks?
Individually, Bayram went Sachin Tendulkar, Matt Hayden, Kapil Dev, Shane Warne. Stell went Glenn McGrath, Jasprit Bumrah, Adam Gilchrist, Pat Cummins. I went Don Bradman, Sunil Gavaskar, Steve Smith, and Ravi Jadeja.
All quite strong, right? I mean, anyone could win this.
Yeah, I wonder if your Sachin Tendulkar / Matt Hayden picks are strong enough to overcome the fact that every Indian is going to be like, but Shane Warne was terrible when he played against us.
That's true. That is very, very true. And, you know, I wish I'd looked up Ben Orr's record. But you know what? I might still have picked Warne because it didn't make sense in my head to not have him at all.
What was Kumble's record? What was Ashwin's
record? It was pretty good as well, right? I think even Harbhajan was pretty good.
Harbhajan was great versus Australia.
Oh, Harbhajan, yeah. I mean, I suppose that's mostly at home. They both average around 30. And what's Ashwin? I can't even see Ashwin on here. Ashwin averaged 28. So they're all roughly the same. Of them, Beatty is probably the one. If you're going for, if you don't pick Richie Beno, and we already had Jadeja, Beatty is probably the next spinner that stands out. And then you've got Chandrasekhar, Doshi, Ashwin, Prasanna, Harbhajan, Kumble, Lyon, all within a couple of runs of each other, right, on either side. So, that's quite interesting, actually, having a look at it. And Ishan Sharma averaged 42 in matches against Australia, which is 5 runs better than Shane Warne.
Are there any left-armers who we could have potentially picked? Because like,
I think Stark has a poor record versus India, doesn't he?
Well, Zahir? Johnson does. Yeah, Johnson and Mitchell Johnson and Zahir Khan both average in the mid 30s. Mm. And Stark is, 38. So you're right. Yeah. He has an even worse record against them overall. So you tanked. I'm not saying you've tanked it, but you've made it a little bit risky at the end with Shane Warne. Estelle's is quite interesting because there will be Rishabh Pant fanboys who are going to be upset at that. But if you like pace bowling, she's kind of nailed that. So that's fine. Mine's quite interesting because it's Bradman, Gavaskar, Smith and Jadeja. I don't know where the general consensus of fan groups will go with that order. There might be some... Bradman never played in India. Fine. I think he would have been okay. That is our list. Let us know whether Bayram did tank it with his last pick.
Yes, please. And that pretty much brings an end to this episode of Crick Picks. Just a quick reminder for you guys, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage, and that can prove to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. Also, let us know if we've missed mentioning any players over here which you felt had a solid case to be in this team. I think we've kind of done well with the honorable mentions, but we'd love to know your 12s as well. So let us know in the comment section below, and we'll catch you next week with another episode of Crick Picks. But that is all for now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bayram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.